This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Rebecca Fowler with Humane Borders. Rebecca, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Elva.
What's the vision of Humane Borders?
It's that one day there would be no need for an organization like ours that exists to save people from dying a horrible death from dehydration and exposure. The folks who first started Humane Borders believed they were organizing a temporary, intensified effort to prevent as many deaths possible. They had no idea not only that it would still be necessary to put water in the desert 20 years later, but the situation would become so much worse. They thought that once it became known by public officials that so many immigrants were crossing and dying for lack of water, that the policies would be adjusted. They would be, you know, rewritten so that people would no longer be compelled to make the journey crossing, and then the deaths would stop. Here we are 20 years later. The situation has only become worse in that migrants are now crossing in more and more desolate areas where the odds of them making it out of the desert alive have lessened. For as long as people are crossing, we will continue to put out water.
So given those circumstances, what is the organization's mission?
Elva, our primary mission is to save migrants from a horrible death by dehydration and exposure. It's hard to imagine a more ghastly death than running out of water in the desert. You know, many people who make the decision to cross the border, they have no idea what's ahead of them in terms of the kind of hostile, desolate geography that they'll encounter. So Humane Borders has established water stations. We have 45 water stations in strategic areas where migrants are crossing and where they're running out of water. We take out weekly water runs departing from Tucson, Phoenix, and Ajo. And we also network with other organizations to humanize the border environment. For example, we work with Ajo Samaritans to get food and clean drinking water to migrants in shelters in Sonoita, Sonora, Mexico.
Rebecca, can you highlight one of Humane Borders' programs?
Our migrant death mapping program, which you can find out more about on our website at humaneborders.org and click on death maps. Humane Borders works in partnership with the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office. And as a result of that partnership, we've created a migrant death map. The map is interactive and searchable. Viewers can see the exact location where remains have been found, you know, along with other identifying information such as the name of the deceased. That is, if the body has been identified and the family has been notified. And they can learn other information like gender, the date of the discovery, and the cause of death. In August, 25 human remains were recovered, bringing the total number of migrant deaths in our database to 3,317 since 2000. And the actual number of, you know, people who have died in the Arizona Sonoran Desert is no doubt higher. Scholars estimate that for every body or set of skeleton remains recovered, that 3 to 10 more are never found.
And Rebecca, do the number of deaths fluctuate seasonally, or do you see an increase in the cooler months?
We would think that migrants would only cross in the cooler months, but people come at all times of the year. We witnessed an increase in the water usage at many of our stations in the month of August. And as you know, this summer was the hottest summer on record in Tucson.
So Rebecca, there's some correlation, but the cooler months doesn't mean that fewer migrants are trying to cross into Arizona.
Right.
And Rebecca, if folks want to learn more about the work of Humane Borders, how can they do that?
They can log on to humaneborders.org and find out more about the work that we do in the desert.
My name's Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today was Rebecca Fowler with Humane Borders. Rebecca, thanks for coming on KXEI today.
Thanks so much for having me, Elva.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.